Okay, we're now recording, so I'm going to call the meeting to order at 5:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And call...
That would be Pacific Standard Time?
Pacific Standard Time.
Daylight time.
Daylight time? Pacific Standard Time. Roll call, Aaron Stevens Chair is here. Nathan Wakefield?
Present.
Scott Krause?
Present.
Kyle Johnson?
Present.
Jared Davis?
Present.
Noel Yee?
Present.
Lloyd Timberlake is absent. Mike Sullivan?
Here.
Kim Laird? Is absent, and she just sent out an email for everyone, too, if you didn't see that yet. Martin Schloss?
Here.
And Andrew Brown? We can probably remove her from the list at this point. Is absent. And tonight we also have Cody Fyrick. Is that how you say the last name, Cody, or Pyrus?
Fyrick.
Okay.
Like fear and ick. Like fear and ick, Fyrick. Like fear and ick. Yep.
Okay.
Four corners.
Nice. Cody Fyrick. Great. Okay, let's move on to the approval of the agenda. Does anybody move to approve the agenda for September 22nd, 2013?
Hey, this is Kyle. I move to approve the agenda.
And do we have a second?
This is Noel, and I second the motion.
Okay, any discussion? The one thing I do want to say for discussion is for the motion D for approving Raina Saman as the 2014 European rep, there were two people that were up for that role, which is why I put I chose one name based on two people I heard back from as to who they would favor, and but we can in the actual discussion part discuss the two options. And that's it. Any other discussion? Okay. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Vote passes. All right. And moving to the approval of minutes. Anyone want to make a motion to approve the minutes from August 4th meeting?
I move to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
All right.
It's Kyle.
Kyle. We have a second.
This is Noel. I second the motion to approve the minutes.
And any discussion? Hearing no discussion, we'll move to a vote. Anyone opposed to approval? Any abstentions? Vote. That's it. And one more approval for a motion. Anyone want to make a motion to approve the minutes for the August 18th minutes?
This is Scott. I'll motion that.
Okay. Anyone want a second?
Nathan, second that.
Great. Any discussion? Okay, and hearing no discussion, the vote. Anybody opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Great. Okay. And just so all of you know, Pyrus is here, and just to answer any questions during our motion for the festival director position. And so if anyone has any questions during that time, he's available. So again, thanks for being here, Pyrus.
No problem.
All right, moving on to reports. And I'm going to ask anyone who does a verbal report, please keep it for 5 minutes or less so we can move through them quickly. Kim is not here. Was everyone able to read her email?
Yes.
Well, it's right here in the body of the text. You can skim over it. Sounds like the financials are not quite finished, and there's some confusion as to whether there was profit or whether it was closer to break even. So, do you have anything else? Well, I guess we can talk about it in financials, but Scott, I don't know if you have anything else to add to that. We'll talk about that in financials.
We plan on, Kim, Holly, and I plan on talking about it sometime this week.
Okay.
Figuring out what is going on with that.
Great. And I just realized, Mike, I didn't put your report in the actual text, in the actual body, so it is now there, but Mike also gave us a report. Mike, do you have anything to say?
Nothing to add other than in the next few days, I think we'll tell the story whether we're going to be able to salvage our hopes of going to Quebec City for 2015. Right now, it looks doubtful. And there's two serious areas of concern which are mentioned in my report. I think either one of them is a showstopper, but right now it looks like both of them are going to prevent us from going. So that leads me to think that we'll have to find an alternate site or a new primary site for 2015, which I'll begin working on right away. And I have listed a few of the top prospects that I've got in my list right now on the report as well.
Okay. And Mike, would you be willing to, I was talking to Mike before everyone else came on the call. I had gotten the fancy Veronique made a nice proposal for the Quebec City thing. Would you be willing to forward that onto the board just so people can see kind of what the situation is?
Oh, yes. I meant to do that, and then I forgot. I'll upload it to this month's meetings folder.
Okay. That would be
okay.
Great. Yeah. And in it, she outlines just for to catch everyone up with some of the different numbers, but like for the big fancy theater that's in Quebec, it's like $9,000 per night for rental, plus paying for stagehands and lighting. Basically, it would be like $42,000 for four nights. So not really much of an option there. I did actually have a Skype call with her after she sent it to me, and she talked about this other high school option, but it was pretty low ceilings, and so that's definitely a concern for jugglers. Potential rental things, we calculated it all. I also asked if she could make an actual full-on spreadsheet, Mike, to see it, because I thought maybe that would help to actually see all the numbers together, but it was somewhere around $71,000 when I calculated all the different pieces she was suggesting for rentals and stuff. And so I agree, it's pretty high up there.
Yeah, and it's a little surprising that all of this info just kind of leaked out in the last couple weeks when I asked some, really final questions, I thought. And the discussion of rental for the circus school had never come up before. And
right.
I don't think
that alone was $25,000.
Yeah. I don't think anybody was trying to mislead anybody, but we always took their invitation to us as that they would host our festival. And
right.
So no one ever mentioned anything about having to pay for rental, and that's probably going to be the showstopper, that in the theater.
Right. And what I had asked, too, was for some photos of the high school theater just so we could see what that actually looks like, because
mm-hmm.
That wasn't in the proposal. But she was still expecting
right.
$10,000 to $15,000.
That's right. And late Friday, Yves Niveau, the director, wrote to me that he might have another option for us, but I had not heard back from him since then.
Okay.
So I'm expecting in the next day or two that we'll hear about another option. But the fact is, there's just not very many other theaters in Quebec City near the circus school. There's just none. So it would be a transportation and logistics issue no matter what they came up with.
Yeah.
So I'm going to upload their documents to this month's meeting folder. I'll put them in a special folder called Turbo Proposal or something.
Sounds good. Any other thoughts or discussions from folks?
This is Noel. I think it would be a real loss to the IGA to somehow not work really hard, maybe, to make Quebec possible. That's just for me.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're all agreed that with no place to hold our evening shows, we really can't put on an IJA-type festival.
Maybe we can discuss this further, but I'm assuming that there must be a lot of venues in Quebec. It seems pretty wild with a couple years in advance that we couldn't find one that's affordable. I don't know.
Well, there are a lot of venues, and there's a spectacular venue that's close by, but it's also $10,000 a day to rent. And their tourist season is very compressed there. They have just 3 months, basically, of tourism. So they have to make all the money they can for all of their businesses during a very short season, and we're competing against every other group and festival and performance type function that comes through, so nothing is going to be cheap or easy.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of continuing to explore it further and not giving up right away. And again,
I'm not giving up. It's just that I think.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that you are, Mike. I'm just saying as a whole, as a board and everything. But I think looking at the giving the proposal to everyone to just look over and ponder. One thing, too, was Veronique proposed a lot of different things. There's, like, two different gymnasiums that could be rented, but those are optional. There's a circus tent that could be rented, but that's optional. And so there's lots of different optional pieces. One thing I talked to Sue about was the idea of doing, like, three nights in the high school theater, depending on how that looks and, you know, if it meets height specifications. But if we did three nights there and, like, the gala show in the big theater or something for one night, just an option to look at. I agree, combining with them would be really good, I think, for the IJA, but we have to look at it financially as well.
Hey, guys, this is Kyle. I just wanted to say that when I was there, it didn't seem that big of a venue, like at least the circus school, and if we were there, like, it would kind of suck to miss out on the circus school, but it just doesn't seem big enough anyway. Like, the festival had, what, like 200 people there, maybe? Something like that?
Right.
It seemed pretty packed, just with 200. And we're going to at least have 3 to 5, something in there, at least, I would hope. And that just seems crazy to try to pack everybody in there and have a good time when it's like...
That's why Steve talked about renting these other gym spaces and a circus tent. So you got that stuff in the proposal.
Even the circus tent would only hold about 100 jugglers, and it cost $10,000.
Yeah.
So,
The gym rentals are $14,000 for the two gyms, $9,000 for one gym.
So none of these numbers really work for us. So, you know, it's going to be real tricky to find anything that's going to be a solution for Quebec City.
And I think just for comparison, if anyone hasn't looked at the contract yet for the Purdue campus, the theater there is $400 per night, I believe, and I'm sure there will be expenses for lighting and tech people, but,
That's a lot more our speed. That's our speed, yeah. And for $400 a night, we're getting an absolutely beautiful 800-seat theater.
So I agree. No, I love the idea of going to Quebec and everything. And he tells me that it would be an awesome thing to do. But looking at the financials definitely kind of shocked me a little bit when I saw the proposal. But I do think, sending that on to everyone just so they can all see it, Mike, would be great. And then if she sends in the budget that I asked for, as well as the photos of, like, the high school gym and stuff, because she said she was just going to list everything in one spreadsheet, and then basically we could see what was dispensable and not dispensable.
Yes, I'm uploading both her Word document, which may not format right on everyone's computer, as well as a PDF file.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Awesome.
This is Jared, and I just want to say that I'm also disappointed to hear the news about Quebec, but I understand the problems with finances. But again, I just want to say that I feel like You know, the festival is kind of how the organization got started, right? And it's really important, and I feel like we have all these other things that we do, and then the festival is just not what it could or should be, in my opinion. And so I am always up for discussion on how to improve it and make it better, and I would love to be a part of that at any time.
Awesome. And I was looking for this upcoming planning meeting that would be our primary discussion of festival, future planning, talking about regions of the country / other countries that we would be interested in focusing on so that we can give something to Mike, which he's asked for several times from the board, of like kind of, you know, regions where we'd be interested in getting, and also venues like colleges or fairgrounds like Kyle mentioned, but also different changes. I know, Jared, you've brought up in the past the idea of revamping the requirements sheet for a festival venue. I think that's something we should all look at. It does exist, and look at what is still needed and what could be adjusted based on our current numbers that are coming in to the festival. Discussion?
I just want to note before I just so I don't forget it, I think just as a festival site potential, Vancouver is an excellent option. I just came to my mind, just maybe it can be spoken about later, but I'll just put that out there. They have Circus right. West and a gigantic convention center attached to it. So just put it out there.
Awesome. That sounds neat. Yeah,
I'm sorry, what was the name of the city again? Like 2 seconds ago. I forgot it while I was typing because things just flew out of my head really fast. But what was it again?
You're doing good. Vancouver was what Noelle said.
Thank you.
Also looking at, and this is something we can discuss in the planning meeting, but looking at choosing sites in the future where there is a team ready to direct, I think would be, as Kim has suggested, it could be very valuable.
Another idea I've had, this is Jared, just one last thing, and this is probably sounds outrageous to some of the, you know, old people that have been involved with IGA for a long time, but, you know, I know that we spend a lot of money on renting festival sites, and to me, I mean, the EJC does great with just some circus tents. So I mean, this is kind of out there, but I just wonder about the possibility of even just looking at buying a circus tent. I mean, it would make us a lot more mobile.
Jared? The EJC has they have, like, big gyms and stuff. They also have circus tents for more of the, like, bar scene and stuff. The, like, bar tents, they don't really have, like, that's not their main practice space. And those are very expensive, but, yeah, it's not their main practice space. There's always an indoor area.
Kyle, I went to the EJC in 2004, so I am familiar. But the tents themselves give the EJC, I mean, when I went, that's where all the main shows were. And then you had gym spaces nearby. So I feel like it's just an idea. And that's all, that was just a thought. So.
Cool. Yeah, no, I love, and that's where when Vancouver said they wanted to have a circus tent, I was like, yes, I love me some circus tent action. But yeah, I think things are being done in a lot of different places that are different. Good to see how the IJ can integrate some of that stuff. All right, anything else? Okay, moving on. YEP report was submitted by Ellen Winters. I had asked her to come up with some specific goals and timelines and stuff. So that's what she reported on. Did people get a chance to look at that?
I got a chance to look at it. My thoughts on it were that it was very ambitious.
Yeah.
Very ambitious. If she does this in the timelines that she suggests, I will be like jumping for joy and also so surprised that you can't even believe it. This is
great,
wonderful and ambitious. I hope she does it all. It'd be great.
Right. And I think what's going to need to happen is taking this to the YEP team. We had a meeting this month that was really great, discussed various of these topics, but yeah, and actually putting some more potential realism behind some of the timelines and such. And I'd also like to encourage her to narrow it down just to 3 goals for starters, 3 main goals to work on rather than 6. Okay. Anything else? I did do a market IRC report. It wasn't much. There's nothing new to be reported. It's in the folder, but it wasn't. I didn't attach it, apparently. I was falling asleep as I wrote it last night. but there was nothing much new to report at this point. Kind of the same things I had said at the last meeting. And website report from Scott Kuralski. Anything you want to say, Scott?
I think the website report pretty much covered the status. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to address them.
Was that the website report that was in the 9-8 agenda?
Did I put it in
No, it was in the 9-22 agenda.
I might have put it in the wrong place. Yes, it should. I think it's in the 9-8 agenda.
Oh, okay. It's linked from the 9-22 agenda. If you follow the hyperlink, I don't know where it ended up as far as the folders go.
My question is, which of our operational requirements would be met by going to a WordPress solution?
That's what we're trying to figure out. I don't have the back end expertise on WordPress, and you need someone who's actually familiar with WordPress to be able to figure that out. So Scott Ahern was going to, but he was going to look at that because he's had some experience with the website programming in the back end. I was looking at the AMS systems, which have templated front ends, and they're professionally coded for the back ends. We haven't looked at WordPress yet.
And then the second point here is you said the goal is to have something up by December 1st. Something up means what?
A website, the functionality working, but not necessarily have all of the information ported from the old website to the new website. We're going to prioritize the migration based on what we need to be functional for people to register for the festival.
Well, today is September 22nd. I don't think anybody's talked about even selecting a system yet. And you're telling us that on December 1st, we'll be on a new system?
No, I'm not telling you that. That's what I'm shooting for.
And when will the board and the staff be involved in the selection process?
Well, similar to what happened 2 years ago, I'm going to make suggestions to the board, hopefully sometime this month or within the next month, and then the board will be able to discuss it and vote on it either in October or November. If we're able to vote on it in November, then we'll be able to move forward on an implementation plan. If we're able to vote on it in November, then the December idea might go out the window. So I'm working towards.
Did you guys have your meeting today before this meeting?
No, that was my fault. My life got in the way.
What's that?
My life got in the way. I agreed to be in a performance in January, and we're practicing for it, but we're starting to meet on Mondays and Fridays starting next week.
Got it.
This is our last
time. So do you have a time when you're going to meet the next time or coming up soon?
I just sent out an email a few hours ago where I asked to move the discussions to a different day because I'd like to be a couple of days ahead of the board meeting. Otherwise, it will be 2 weeks
for the recording.
Tonight. Yes.
Makes sense.
But I plan on talking to Scott either tomorrow afternoon or Tuesday because I haven't gotten to connect with him for a week now. He's been busy with other things.
Okay.
I think he's traveling.
All right. Thanks for what you're doing on that front. Okay. Marketing report. Any other discussion? Maybe too. It could be good to do a makeup meeting since this one didn't happen today. Instead of waiting 2 weeks, just to get the ball going and get Kyle and Noelle in on those discussions. If that's an option for people. Marketing report. This will soon hopefully be coming over to somebody new, maybe Kyle Johnson.
Sorry, what was
any
that?
Questions? Oh, I said this will soon hopefully be moving over to somebody new, meaning Kyle Johnson. If he is selected as the marketing director. Anybody have any questions about what I wrote there? Okay. Main point being, yeah, just been trying to market the festival as much as possible before we have an official director in place. Getting the word out and people, the buzz is starting to go and people are getting excited, so that's good. Membership report came in from Marilyn. She added some numbers to the bottom there. Like, they are down from last month, and I would say when I was thinking about why that would be, last year at this time we did our big drop in price. We did a big promotional membership drive, including the release of the West Eden video. I think that had a big spike in numbers at that point. But we're still up a little bit from last time this year. Any discussion about that? Okay. And financial report from Scott Krause. Scott, anything you wanted to say?
Yes. There was a question posed by Martin through the board discussions, and I'd like to address that now. Hold on. Okay, so first the suggestion that MMCC money be treated as and reported as designated. The MMCC money has always been earmarked and is not available for use, but it hasn't been marked as designated because there hasn't been any reason to. We've been really good about moving the money out regularly. Unfortunately, that we had some issues because we couldn't get money to Afghanistan. We had trouble with just transferring the money in the first place. So I talked to Holly. She's going to, from now on, report those as designated. We're not going to segregate the money, but we will report for reporting purposes. It will be designated from now on.
Question just along the line of designation as well. I know some of the funds in the general funds are designated for the youth education program. Has that been separated from that 52,000 or whatever, or is that still included in there?
I believe the funds that were, like all the funds that were designated for specific uses by EWE have been segregated into their own sections. So I believe that is not included in there.
Agreed. That's good.
Okay, the other half of the question was what would the year-to-year change be if we took the MMCC money out? And I received that information about half an hour ago while we were on the call. And the answer is the undesignated cash change, not counting MMCC, is negative $291.45. That's currently at 36,917.35. So it's less than, it's like a 2/3% negative change. However, the board did.
So that's for last year's would have been that much.
No, I'm sorry. Our change until the 30th of this month for undesignated cash is negative $291.
That's a year over year change?
That's a year over year change, yes.
Over year change.
In the last 12 months, it means?
In the last 12 months, we are down $291 in undesignated cash.
From where we were last year?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would also like to say that designated cash has increased by $3,922.
Okay.
And those are cash reserves that the board in the past boards have put aside for different purposes. I don't unfortunately know what they are offhand, but those are ones that the board has designated or previous boards have designated. So if we want to look into changing previous board designated cash, we can.
It would be great to know what those are and where that money is going, and then we can assess that.
Well, your email also indicated an increase of $31,000 or a payment of $31,000 to MMCC, so I assume there was a huge increase in MMCC's designated cash year over year. That would vastly override the $3,000 chain improvement in the IJ's overall designated stance.
No, because MMCC cash was treated as undesignated. And last year at this time, we had $12,400 that we owed to the MMCC. And between then and when we actually made the payments, that increased to $31,000.
So are you telling me the $3,000 increase in designated funds does not include the MMCC funds because they were not designated at the time those were calculated?
That is correct.
Okay.
So the other designated funds potentially for what, juggling day or for? Yeah, I'm just not sure what those would be. It would be good to explore that.
Unfortunately, I don't have the categories on this balance sheet that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, maybe if you could find those out from Holly and send that on to us, that would be great.
The reason I wanted to clarify that is that MMCC, in addition to being designated, is basically not our money, effectively. I mean,
right.
We committed, we get it, we send it out, it just sort of passes through us. But other designated funds, such as the Life Member Fund and so forth, are actually IJ money that at some point
right.
we could spend. We really cannot spend the MMCC money no matter what the board decided. I mean, you know, unless it wanted to steal the money from MMCC.
Correct.
Which it doesn't.
No.
So I just wanted to make that clear, that that's whether the $3,000 included any of that.
Yes. When I mentioned before that it was earmarked, that means that we're not allowed to spend it. It's not ours.
It could be from the YEP program, for example. That's designated funds.
It could be from our new Life member, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Life membership fund is board designated funds as well.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. If we're able to get a breakdown of that for visual purposes, it would be great.
What is the total amount of designated cash at this point?
$73,674.23 as of the end of this month.
Okay.
Thank you. I assume that's
I'm guessing,
the Life Member Fund.
I think 60,000 is up in the Life Member Fund right now.
Okay.
60,000.
Okay. And just as a reminder, the board borrowed $40,000 from the Life Membership Fund in 2011. And $10,000 in 2012. So the Life Member Fund is part of the designated cash, but if we end up having excess funds, it might be in my mind a goodwill gesture to put money back in the Life Member Fund.
Yeah, but I'll do. And actually, aiming over the next 2 years to put $20,000 back in would be a great goal. I think that was actually what the vote was of the board at the time, was to reimburse $20,000 of that.
So just to clarify, the Life Member Fund currently has around $50,000 in it, but it should have about $100,000. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
That's what it. No, I was saying $20,000 of it was voted to be put in.
He said
it was $100,000 originally.
He said $40,000 was borrowed from it, and then another $10,000. Is that right? Did I miss
that? That is correct. That is correct.
But I was saying that the board voted to replenish it with $20,000, to replenish the $20,000, is what I recall.
But it hasn't been done yet, right?
No. So that would take it back up to $70,000.
I'm asking what the Life Members Fund would be right now if nothing had been borrowed from it. And I guess
$100,000. $100,000, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. That's upset. All right. Any other discussion about the finances? Okay. So, moving on to motions. Our first motion on the list is to approve Cody Fierick as the 2014 IJ Festival Director, pending a signed contract between he and the IJ board. And does anyone want to make that motion? To discuss it, I'm not sure if you made this.
This is Kyle. So we're making the motion to discuss this?
It's a motion, and then it has to be seconded, and then discussion can happen.
Okay, I'd like to make the motion.
This is Noel, and I will say.
And do we have a second? Okay. All right. Discussion. Cody, I don't know if there's anything you'd like to say to start off the discussion, just about your thoughts of being a festival director or anything.
So I don't know if I think a lot of you are familiar with me, and I'm involved with Kinetic Fire. And before this, I'd kind of had some experience in the business world working at the Best Buy corporate office. So kind of a good mix between kind of the spinning world and the events and people around the area, as well as the business side of things. And I think especially with like finances and different aspects like that, I can add a lot to the team. And I just think it's an exciting opportunity. And from what I've heard about it, it sounds like a lot of stuff in my wheelhouse. And yeah, open for any questions people have for me here.
Great. And I did send out the sample budget that Cody prepared for us, and that's basically structured a lot of off of the budget from last year, but in factoring in the expenses from the contract for Purdue.
And obviously a lot of changes need to be made to that based on, like, different stuff that's not in the contract that we don't know, too.
Obviously, yeah, totally. There will be a lot of adjustments as we go. Yeah, I think that's one thing Kim found a lot last year. The contract was one thing, and then once she got there, there were a bunch of other things that needed to be amended.
Have you ever been to an IJA convention, Cody?
I haven't been to an IJA, but I've been to Mondo, which is our, like, local juggling convention. It's structured the same way, though, where they have, you know, the classes and then, like, a stage show and then just kind of an open gym hangout.
And, Mike, just so, because the board's been discussing this through email, we put up his letter of interest and everything. The idea would be to partner Cody with a strong team of people that have had IJ Festival experience, including myself. Noel would be another person willing to do it, and a localized person was another thought, in order to be able to really help support him stepping into the role, having not been to Nigeria.
Yeah, and
is this to be a volunteer position?
Because the board voted for the $5,000 stipend. We're also working on a contract that would go along with that stipend, which Lloyd has drafted a contract and we're waiting for feedback from Kim on to share with the board's house people.
And where are you located, Cody? In Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Yeah, Minneapolis.
And have you ever organized a big meeting or convention or something on this scale?
Yeah, I've been involved in several different festivals as far as from organizing point, and then I ran Kinetic Fire this year here.
Mm-hmm.
And Kinetic Fire, how many people were in attendance?
Just participants or total attendance?
Total attendance.
About 450.
450.
And how long an
and
event
the,
is that?
I'm sorry?
How long does that event go on?
It's a 4-day, Thursday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And you worked with a team,
mm-hmm.
a strong team of organizers, different organizers, and you were the primary director.
Yeah, exactly. I think, obviously, you know, one person being able to lead stuff is important, but without a strong team, it doesn't work. And especially the on-site person, I think, is really key to making a festival work, because you need somebody local who's really going to push it there.
Mm-hmm.
And do you work full-time, or are you a student, or what's your
I'm a,
as far as
yeah.
being able to devote the hours that it will take to make this work?
Yeah, I run a fire performance company here called Inspire Performance. And that's my sole job. So I kind of do performing and teaching and prop building, and then as well as some traveling mixed in with that.
And
the festival you feel won't interfere with your job or your work with the other organization?
No, definitely not. Especially like with winter is a lot of when all the planning things happen, and then like the activity happens in the spring and summer. So usually everything's pretty well set in place by the time you come around to having to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And just also, Mike, I realize I should have shared some things more with Board Plus. Sorry about that. So the Noel approached Cody about this. Cody just quit his full-time job, right, Cody? Or sorry.
Yep.
As a,
that's okay.
whichever. As a financial analyst for Best Buy, which he's worked for the last 10 years, but he just left that job so that he could focus more on the performance world, the spinning and juggling communities and such. So that sounded to me like you do have a fair amount of open time currently. Is that seem correct?
Nope, that's correct. Yep. All my time's dedicated to this 100%. So.
Right.
Yep, and we also do stuff like community-wise, so just so you guys are aware, like every week we hold fire jams, and we've reached, we're just about to hit 150 fire jams now, so we've been doing it for over 4 years.
Nice.
So.
The other thing, because I think my primary concern was that you haven't been to an IJA, because they are a lot different, because there are championships, it is a 7th
mm-hmm.
event. Those different things. But I did have a long talk with Cody. I filled him in with all the different elements about what's involved in the IJA, the competitions, all the different performances, the workshops, all these different things. So just tried to really lay it out and say, we don't want you to be surprised with how much there is involved. And he answered saying, oh, that sounds pretty exciting. And like it could be a great fit. So one way to address the fact that he hasn't been there too would be to send him videos, and I was planning to send him links to the videos of the IJA from 2012, and then also I would think several years of the DVDs to really see them and see what things are really about. Quality of things would be important.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, just study up. This is Noel here. I just voice my utmost support for Cody as he actually, Kinetic Fire was run by a different person, and it was like Cody worked really well with the team to ensure that Kinetic Fire continued, and everybody felt supported, and I felt that he did a really good job. And in particular, with to mention again my support with his budgeting prowess and his clarity and transparency in regards to budgeting and communication in relation to that.
Yeah. Excellent. And what Noel said to me when he called me about this option was that, Cody, it's a compliment to you, but that it was you were a super organized person and one of the more organized people he'd ever worked with, and that feels to me as well.
I have a question. Did you say that you were expecting to not be busy this fall, and something was not going to happen in the spring, and therefore you would have time now? I didn't quite understand that because IJ, festival director, is busy from now through the festival. Well, you know, yeah, basically starting now.
No, I think it was in relation to asking, somebody asked about traveling.
Performance.
Traveling would be an issue. And basically I was saying, like, the time when you travel is in the summer when, like, all the festivals are happening. So, like, it wouldn't be an issue because it would be.
So, yeah, a lot of the last minute work does happen in the last month and a half leading up to the festival.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel you'd still have the time to commit during those times as well.
And I work remote as well, too. It's not an issue, you know. Computer can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. And,
Cody, my name is Jared. I'm a new board member, and I've been to six IJA festivals. I'm just curious, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to be the festival organizer?
Yeah, I'd definitely say the number one reason for me is building the community is really key and where I focus all my energy. And I think bridging the community between the spinning and the juggling world would be really amazing. I think there's things that have been done over the years, but there's still a large gap between the two. And, like, I definitely even realized this by going to, like, our local juggling thing and meeting a bunch of people that I was like, wow, how did I not know who you were? It's because, you know, I didn't go to the massive straight juggling stuff every week. I focused on, like, the spinning stuff. But then you meet these other people, and then they know what poi is, too. And, boom, you get off to running.
What kind of juggling do you, or what do you practice? I'm curious.
Yeah, personally, I guess I would practice just about everything I can. You know, obviously, I have my favorite prop. Staff is definitely my go-to. But I think just like everything else, you got to expand what you do. No matter where you are, you can't plateau off. So I definitely always keep working on different props, mostly in the spinning world. As far as juggling, ball juggling is probably my most one. And then I do some clubs and rings.
And I also just I know that you, I believe you haven't been an IJA member before, so you may not be aware of kind of the festival and kind of how it's been going the past 2 years, but I do, I mean, 2 years ago, it's my understanding that the person that organized it paid for their own festival package out of their own pocket, as well as their own flights, as well as their own hotel, and so I just want to make sure that you're aware. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I feel like the $5,000 would include any of your expenses as far as attending it. And I'm just, I just wanted to say that, I guess.
I don't know if that's exactly how everything goes every year. So.
That's right, Kyle. But we, I mean, look at last year. We lost, I mean, we either lost money or we broke even. So I don't think that someone
we don't
coming
know
in.
That yet.
Well, that's my understanding. Standing from the report are that we either lost a little bit of money or we broke even. And so I think we need to be, we've already approved $5,000 to pay this person, and I just want to be sure that, or be cautious about approving much more. And that's all I really want to say.
Yeah.
But a festival package doesn't actually, We all agree that $5,000 to run a festival is not a large amount for running a festival. So it's actually, like, you know, it's pretty bare bones, period. And the fact that we have someone that we're paying to be at the festival pay for their own festival package seems a little ludicrous to me as a performer who goes to a festival and I'm working at a festival, it's kind of crazy to have me pay for my way in if I'm working there. So Cody would be working there, and it seems kind of crazy to have him pay to work there.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I'm just trying to be mindful that we haven't been doing. Yeah, we're trying to be mindful that we haven't been breaking even, and this job is not something where anyone would plan to do it to make money, really, in my opinion, to make very much money.
The past that has been, yeah, and that's it's a bare bones thing. Yeah, and I think with Tim and such, it was kind of up to her budgeting as far as what she covered, and I know they covered her festival package as well as Rob's festival package, and she paid for her flight and everything, but she was also a volunteer. So I think really it's working with the budget, and I think that's where it sounds like Cody really shines as to what's going to be possible and what's not going to be possible, and factoring in what's realistic on both ends and could be important discussion.
Yeah, and I would just put out there. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? I would just put out there that I feel that, yeah, that is definitely a large change, and we discussed this in the previous meeting, but I do think that, I mean, bare bones is we want people to have an awesome festival and feel love for the IJ, and I feel like Cody being interested in this role and having our support basically is like a different demographic of person that we can have in the IJ, sort of as like a meta perspective, and I think that's going to become more apparent if this ends up working out. In subsequent, like, training about the IJ, looking at the IJ and really thinking about what is the most important thing about the IJ we want to tell this person. And I know that it seems, like, sort of tenuous to think, oh, this person knows nothing about the IJ, but also I kind of see that as an opportunity to really reevaluate what's really important to us. And, yeah.
Nice. Any thoughts, Cody?
I had a general curiosity I just wanted to ask Cody about. You're probably pretty familiar with the way an IJA festival operates in terms of what events and transpires there. And I understand you want to kind of bring some new perspectives to the table, but are there any, like, new budgeted events or specific items that you want to implement, like any new ideas specifically in terms of ideas or elements, and if so, what those are?
As far as, like the competitions and things like that, like new new
types any sort of, like, new events, new thing happening, as opposed to just slanting a new perspective, but an actual new item. Is there anything you were going to try or any ideas that you were considering?
I guess off the cuff, I don't have anything that comes to mind right off the bat. I think some of the stuff, like reviewing the DVDs and things that was suggested might spark some ideas with that. And getting familiar with the different competitions. Like, I know some of the competitions, but knowing about and being familiar with, I'd say, are two different things. I think as I become more familiar with what's happened in the past, that might help me with that.
Yeah, and I think that would be a good thing to discuss with whichever team is chosen, but if it's me and Noelle and a on-site person, to discuss where certain elements could potentially be brought in. That Cody could help with, like a flow show or something like that.
Yeah, and doing, like, you know, we do the similar things, like, you know, spinning contests, that it's probably very similar, but just with, you know, switch out the prop in the game.
Right, and that's the games, yeah. And then there's the stage championships and such, which are a bit more formal and structured and have very specific rules and everything. But another thing I've been doing is compiling a list of the people who filled roles this last year, from Kim and just from my own knowledge, and I've talked to several people like Dave Clausen to see if he'd be interested in continuing in his role, and some other people to see if they're willing to continue in their roles, just to get the ball started and have a strong list to be able to pass on to Cody with contact information as well as kind of what their experiences are if they're willing to continue in that role. I've checked in with them and stuff. But just to give him a kind of launching point and be, for that team to have a launching point. Any other thoughts, questions?
This is Kyle. I'm totally up for helping as well in getting Cody up to speed.
Great.
Thanks, Kyle.
Sure.
And generally, yeah, and this is something too, Jared, just as far as the budgeting goes, and I know that's one of your concerns is the payment and how that's going to work out. One thing Cody will be doing is working on the budget he started, but obviously getting that more polished and more accurate to the best of his ability, and then that will need to be presented to the board to be voted on prior to actually launching into spending those finances. So that's another time when we can address the finance piece. Okay. Are people ready to move to a vote then?
Yep.
This is Scott. I have a question about the other side of the motion. The wording of the motion. Pending a signed contract. Is that a wording from previous previous minutes, or I don't know exactly what that means.
No, yeah, sorry, I meant to talk about that piece. So I talked to Lloyd when we were considering other options for the festival director as well. We had talked about potential contracts, and it was something that I realized we probably should just have in general, if we're going, especially if payment's involved. And I asked Lloyd to draft a contract, which he made quite a formal one, actually took his contract with Mars Corporation and altered it accordingly to our needs, and it outlines all the different kind of duties required and such, and also payment options, such as when payments will be made, like $1,000 following signing on, another $1,000 prior to festival, and then, yeah, it's all outlined, but I was going to send that to the board for approval and then send that to Cody for discussions and signing as well, just to have something in place. And that can be, I mean, it can be.
So what is your timeline? I guess, Aaron, you'd be in charge of, getting the signed contract finished and everything. What is the timeline for moving forward on this? I mean,
we want to move forward quickly. I agree. My hope was to have had it done by now. I was waiting to hear back from Kim to see if she had anything else that she thought should be included as a previous festival director, but it sounds like she's in the hospital or something, or with doctors, so hadn't heard back from her. But it's ready to send out to the board for discussion, like, right now, and people can put in their two bits, and then we can send it out for saying, and so it could be done fairly quickly.
Okay, thank you.
Ideally within the week would be my goal. Does that sound, and I know that's kind of out of left field for people, so does the contract sound like a legitimate piece of that for the board? Yes. Oh. Any other thoughts as far as the contract or Cody? All right. Let's move to a vote. Anyone opposed to the motion? Any abstention?
Oh. Yeah. Do you need me to hop off at all? Or?
Oh.
It'll be in the minutes anyway.
It'll be in the minutes anyway. It's true. It's open. It's an open minutes publication, so not a problem. That's not a problem for you.
As long as you pay attention to it after we say it.
thank you, Martin. All right. So, what did I say? Anybody opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? And motion passes. Woo! Welcome aboard, Cody.
Woo-hoo. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for your interest. And I mean, I know it's going to be It's going to be a fun journey. Looking forward to working with you.
Now I get to mess with all my friends and be like, I got to tell you something. After careful consideration, I decided to take a job. And they'll let them, like, settle on that for a week. And I'll be like, oh, psych, it's like Spinning World. I'm still not actually working for the man. No, thanks, guys. That's great.
Sweet. All right. Thank you very much, Cody. And so you can leave the call if you'd like, or you can stay on for the rest of it. Sure,
I guess I have one question for you, Aaron.
Yes.
When do we plan on having a discussion about the orientation and the assimilation of Cody into the IJA sort of mission?
Right. Like, I would love to do that. I would love to do that as soon as the contract signed as possible. So if we aim to, like, have the contract signed by both he and I by this Friday, for example, maybe we could do it either a weekend or a Monday meeting.
Okay. Yeah. And that would just put out the, maybe if we could plan that as soon as we can plan our meeting out from that meeting.
Totally.
If that makes sense.
Wait, say that again?
Yeah. Plan our meeting about future meetings during pretty much that meeting, because I think the orientation.
Got it. Like, when we'll be doing regular meetings.
Yeah.
Yes, that sounds great. Okay.
Cody, I'm just curious, will you be able to join us on our monthly board meetings for Q&A if we have them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Great.
And that's actually in the contract.
That's why I say absolutely.
Is attending the meetings. Yeah, I'm just reporting the monthly report, Cody. No, but we'll talk about that more later, too. But there's a monthly report requested for the meetings in writing, as we've been doing tonight, if you noticed. And then you'll have your time to speak, like everyone did during the reports this time. Cool. Okay. Let's move on, then. With a British accent. Okay, so the next part is actually regarding Cody as well, but I wanted to get this approved. Okay, first we can do the motion. Motion to approve funding a site visit for the 2014 IJA Festival Director, not to exceed $600.
This is Scott. I forward the motion.
Okay, anyone second?
This is Jared. I second.
Okay, and any discussion? I put 600. I looked up a flight from Minneapolis to whatever the closest airport is.
Indianapolis.
Thank you, Indianapolis. And it was around 400, a bit plus, 430, 450, something like that. I did already talk to start a conversation with the lady at the site representative, to see if they would be able to house him at no cost during his visit. And I haven't heard back from her yet fully, but hopefully that will be an option.
And, Cody, I have a nice pile of materials I should send you. So, Aaron or somebody, can you put me in touch with Cody by email or something?
Definitely. I will do that.
Cool.
Okay. Any other discussion? And should all of us, so that would be stipend for food or whatever for Cody, but should the housing not come through for free and a price needs to be adjusted, we could do a straw poll vote for changing the amount if need be. $600 would be ideal.
This money, is this going to be included in the IJA festival budget for 2015 or 2014?
Should be included.
This is Noel. When is that site visit going to be happening?
It's not officially scheduled. That's something Cody's going to have to schedule according to his abilities and the site visits or the site coordinator's availability. But the sooner the better would be great. But after our initial chats with him and filling him in with the different things, and I think for that specifically having a local person who's been to an IJA present with him would be ideal. And there's a couple people I've been talking to who could potentially fill that role.
The only reason I ask is I'll be in the Chicago area at some point in the next couple of months, in Cincinnati area. So if there's more further notice about when, Cody, you decide to go to your site visit, let me know, and I think I can be nearby. So I just put that out there.
That you could be there?
Whenever. It would be December through February, our potential for my being in that area.
Yeah, I think the only important thing, I got flow camp this weekend and then Cirque du Soleil on the 12th of October, so I'm pretty much open after that. Oh, yeah. First one. I'm psyched.
Wow, that's exciting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun.
Cody, I'm also in the Midwest area as well. I would like to tag along if that's not an inconvenience.
Cool.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be great. That was Scott, right?
The more brains, the better.
Yeah, totally. and yeah. What's that? And it would be a great opportunity to get some video and photos that we can use for promotion and things like that. Okay, any other questions?
Side comment, Erin, would you send David Landown Cody's email address so it can be set up as the festival director email address for 2014?
Yes. And I was also going to suggest that I be included in that email, at least in the beginning, just to be able to stay in track with what's going on and monitor it a bit. But I'll send that to David Landon. For sure. Okay. Any other discussions? Let's move to a vote. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Excellent. Moving on, motion to approve the following people for the following officer positions for 2013-2014 term. And, Martin, do I have to read them all out loud?
No, you can refer to them in the agenda.
Okay, as noted in the agenda. Does anyone want to make that motion?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Okay.
This is Noel. I'll second the motion.
Excellent. Any discussion?
What's the deal with the newsletter coordinator with Don Lewis and Tom Wall?
Yeah.
That's actually supposed to be Don Lewis at this time. So.
So we should change the motion?
Well, as I said, as noted in the... Oh, I can't delete it.
Uh-oh.
Why can't I delete it? I would think if I could delete it, it would make sense. As noted in the agenda, as will be noted in just a moment. Martin,
are you trying to remove that position from the motion?
No, just Tom Wall's name. I had accidentally copied and pasted it before I erased his name because I wasn't sure. I had erased it from the communications director, but.
So it should be noted in the motion or in an amendment to the motion that you've removed Tom Wall's name. See if anybody objects.
Okay. So after the meeting, I will switch out those names, or I can do it right now if you guys want, but. We should make an amendment to the motion, which I believe has to be made by Kyle, who made the motion. Just an amendment saying that the newsletter director up for the newsletter director position is Don Lewis.
How do I do that? Do I just say it?
Make a motion. Does he have to say, I make a motion to amend the motion?
Okay.
I'm just getting clear with Martin so that I know that's the chairperson. Is it supposed to be worded as making an amendment?
Anything works here. We're pretty loose. Just say you want to amend the motion to make the newsletter director, or sorry, editor. Editor is the term, by the way, we've been using. E-newsletter editor be Don Lewis.
So if we write that down, I think, Kyle, you can just say,
I so move, if you like.
I so move.
I so move. There.
All right.
And onward.
And onward. Okay. So I will edit that out after the following meeting. Any other discussion? Okay. Only piece of discussion I'd like to say is that I was thrilled to get a whole bunch of new interest coming in, and there were a lot of responses to this, which was great. And that's good news for the IJ that there's a lot of volunteer energy and excitement about the IJ right now out there. So it's nice to bring in some fresh blood and have our good trustee volunteers that have been doing it for years as well. So anyone opposed to the motion?
I'm sorry. Could I bring up another point of discussion?
Sure.
It kind of has to do with this. The next motion is Rena Salmon, as a 2014 European rep.
Right.
Is that not considered a officer position, or is it? Are we just doing?
No, I addressed this during the agenda motion. Is that the reason I put him separate? Is because there are two people up for that position. I asked for the board to chime in on the names, do a straw poll on whose name they would like to have included in the motion, and there were only two people that responded, and they said Ryan Stamen, so I put his name in. But Neil Dunker is the other person running, and if you guys were able to look at both of their letters of recommendation, then we'll vote on that one based on, I just wanted there to be discussion as to the fact that there were two, as opposed to every other one having one.
Understood.
Okay. Any other discussion?
This is Noel. It's public knowledge that Rhinus has submitted for the European rep. Is that true?
Public knowledge?
Yeah, like does the public know that he submitted to be the European rep?
I don't believe so. He submitted a letter to us.
So I was just maybe just as out of respect, I just want to say maybe we should thank, if we choose Rhinus, we should thank Niels for his years of service to the IJ's European rep.
Oh,
I just put that out there,
definitely.
Just as really going out of our way. I just put it out there.
Most definitely. I have already definitely considered that. That's, yeah, but we can talk about that piece when we get to the next motion. Well.
Okay.
I had one thing to mention. This is Nathan. I know at one point we had, I think his name was Ross Benson or whatever from
Berenson,
Juggling Fashion for graphic design.
Berenson.
Did he decline?
He responded. Yeah, I responded to his inquiries and outlined what we were looking for, and he responded saying he did not have the time for that right now, but that it was exactly what the IJ needed, and he was excited that we were reaching out for it. But he's
oh, okay.
happy.
So he did decline
in different ways.
Not more.
He did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he did offer to help out in certain projects or whatever as his time allows.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. Anything else? Okay. Moving to a vote. Anyone opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passes.
Awesome.
All right. Motion B, motion to approve Ryan Salmon as 2014 European rep. Anyone want to make the motion?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Oh. I got it first. This is Noel. I would like to make the motion to approve Ryan as
Well, this is Kyle. I'd like to second that motion.
All right, done. And any discussion?
I would just like to put out a bunch of ideas.
Hello?
I didn't quite catch that.
I just want to say that I strongly support Rhinus. He organized almost every open stage for many years, Karlsruhe and Munich, and I think pretty much any German convention he did. He did a great job, so I think that he's well-connected in the European community and can give us a really positive perception there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounds super qualified.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed his cover letter. Did Niels even write a cover letter? I know he said he expressed interest, but did we get an actual formal letter from him?
No. That's all he wrote back. When I told him we were collecting letters of interest from people, and that was all he responded with.
Okay. Yeah, I figured that.
I've very much appreciated Niels doing what he's doing. I think the main drawback is he's not integrated in the European juggling team, and it was actually Reines who informed me of that. But nobody knows him in the European team.
Yeah, he was a little skeptical of the cover letter, I think. That was interesting.
Yeah. And he's traveling a lot, and he's doing a lot of international work, which is awesome, and he's super supportive of the IJ, and I'm so appreciative for all of his support. He's actually a life member, et cetera. But Reines has, ever since he came to the IJ 2 years ago, he's been very actively following the Facebook page, and you can tell his energy was really in favor of the IJ's success and growth and future vision, and that's why I actually approached Reines to see if he'd be interested in the position, and I definitely support him.
And he will be potentially a good link to the EJA for
yeah.
the IJ.
Yeah, he's actually the Belgian representative, yeah, with the EJA. Totally. Okay. Any more discussion? Let's move to a vote. Anyone opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Okay. I'm actually going to have to be leaving pretty quick here, so we can discuss this a little bit, but we have one very item to discuss the idea and details for a 4 to 6 month constant contract trial period. I don't know how many people have actually gotten on the forums and been following the discussion that Tom Wall started a long time ago, but there's been the idea to start a trial of doing a constant contact e-newsletter as opposed to a PDF e-newsletter, connecting it more with the e-juggle. Scott has actually said he'll be willing to pay Tom a stipend for this work, whether or not we do the constant contact model. Basically, he just wants something written that directs people to e-juggle on a regular basis in whatever form of newsletter that we have. And, that thought was to do from January to April originally, but then Scott also found out that they've actually a 6 month commitment discount, which is where the 6 months potential came in. So just any discussion that people wanted to have on that? Or thoughts? Personally, I think the discussion should continue in the Board Plus forum. But I was just, Tom's brought it up on several occasions that he's not seeing too many board members chime in on the discussion. So if more board members could chime in on that discussion, that'd be great. Any other thoughts? Okay. Let's move to set our next two meetings. Future planning meeting. Let's see. Oh. Generally, the board meeting is on the third Sunday, is what is the name. Have Sundays been working for people overall?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. So generally, the business meeting is on the third Sunday, which would be, stop it, calendar.
The 20th?
Which would be the 20th. Would that work for people? And then we would put the planning meeting the 6th. Both of those dates are a bit tough for me, as I have gigs. 18th and 27th would work better for me, if that worked for other people.
I'm really liking the Sundays, so those are fine with me.
Whichever. Okay. At 13th and 27th, okay for people? Just
good for me.
My own convenience.
Noel, the 15th could be a challenge. I think Kyle as well will be down in Los Angeles that Sunday
at
5:30 or driving back. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I can let you know. You can approve it for now.
The other option is the 6th. We have the Alameda Circus Festival, but I'm assuming it would be over by then.
Yeah, the show is on Saturday, so the 6th would be easier for me. I don't know where Kyle's at, but that's me.
I think the 6th would probably be better, yeah.
Okay. That works for me as well, then. The 6th. Can we do the 6th and the 27th and have three weeks in between? Is that okay with people?
Just so. Yes.
27th works for everyone else?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. And that's it. We have come to the end. Way to go. So,
this is Noel. I would like to make a motion.
During the meeting. Made. We do not need a second. Sorry, Kyle. And is there any discussion? All right.
Have a good
Anybody
night.
Opposed? Wait, we got a vote. Anybody opposed? Any extensions? Motion passes. Meeting is adjourned at 6:54.
All right. Great. Congratulations, everybody.
Good night.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Good meeting, guys.
Bye.
We'll be in touch.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.